It's like listening to a round peg being shoved into a square hole, or in this case, a corner. Stand in Gordo's Corner on the Musers tomorrow morning at 9:15 on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick.
All right, we are live at Myers Garden here for Hookie Palace Day number one. Myers Garden.
Shut up!
Off of Henderson and Belmont and East Dallas, a wonderful spot. Our buddy Garrett has had us out here many times, and we'll be out here again day two of the Masters on Friday here in a couple of weeks. So we love it out here. Come join us, whether it's tonight or throughout the weekend or throughout the tournament. You shan't be disappointed by Myers Garden. All right, it is Great Fest time, and it's brought to you by
Twin Peaks.
Here's Dave.
Okay, so I teased a Hollywood mystery that lasted for 20 years that will resolve itself in Dallas. Did you ever hear about the story of the ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, that the original ruby slippers that Judy Garland wore were stolen from a museum in Minneapolis?
Grand Rapids.
Michigan, that's right. That's close.
Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
Oh, I was Minnesota, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was Judy Garland's hometown, Grand Rapids, Minnesota. And so the slippers...
Never heard of that.
...were on display at the Judy Garland Museum.
By the way, maybe it's because so much of that movie was in black and white, but whenever those ruby slippers first became apparent when you're a little kid on the screen... They did look incredibly magical.
Yes, they very, very sparkly. And so 20 years ago, they were stolen, and they were recovered in 2018 by the FBI. So the man who stole the slippers initially, Terry John Martin, he's now 76. He pled guilty in October to theft of a major artwork. So he admitted that he used a hammer to smash the glass of the front door of the Judy Garland Museum and then smash the display case that the slippers were held in because he wanted to pull off one last score after he turned away from a life of crime.
For real?
Yes. So he was sentenced to time served in January because of his poor health. But he had been told, so an associate of his with connections to the mob had told him that the shoes must have been adorned with real rubies because they were insured for $1 million. He was like, why else would they be insured for $1 million unless they had real jewels on them?
Well, that's the dumbest thing ever because, footballs are worth it. But
I know.
Jerseys
This guy's
are.
A moron.
Yeah, totally.
There must be diamonds inside that baseball.
And so he said that he had hoped to take the slippers and take the rubies off of them and sell the rubies.
Oh, my God.
And then when he realized that the rubies weren't real, he got rid of them. Now, who did he get rid of them to? A second guy, Jerry Hall Salterman, a 76-year-old guy out of Crystal, Minnesota.
76.
So he was charged in connection earlier this year. And so from August of 2005 to July of 2018, Salterman had these. He received them, concealed them, and then tried to dispose of them when the heat got too high.
No way. Tried to get rid of them? He didn't. So where was the fencing in all this? I love fencing stories where you offload the stolen goods.
Yeah, so he knew they were stolen when he got them from Terry John Martin, and it's not clear how they knew each other or how they were connected. But Martin had no idea about the cultural significance. He had never seen The Wizard of Oz. He just thought they had rubies on them.
Wow.
But then Salterman knew what they were.
Yeah.
The second guy, he knew that they were a valuable movie artifact, and so he had them, and that I guess there was a woman who also was involved, and he threatened to release a sex tape of her and take her down if she didn't keep her mouth shut about the slippers.
Good Lord.
So
what a Midwest.
Yeah, it's very Fargo-y.
It is.
And so
this feels like a movie.
And Salterman when he made his court appearance, this is very Polio Paul, as he was in a wheelchair and on oxygen. So he, at the age of 76, was in very poor health. But the FBI said that a man, I assume that it was Salterman, approached the insurer who had the million-dollar policy on these slippers. He approached the insurer and claimed he could help recover them, but demanded $200,000 in a reward. And so then the FBI created a sting and recovered the slippers at that time in 2018.
Okay. So where's the Dallas connect?
Okay. So, and these are one of only four remaining pair of slippers that appeared in The Wizard of Oz. So there were many, many pairs made, but only four remain. And so one is at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. One is at the Smithsonian. One is owned by a private collector. And then this pair that was stolen and then recovered by the FBI was returned to its original owner. So collector Michael Shaw, he was the one who, he had lent them out to the Judy Garland Museum where they were stolen. And so the FBI gave the slippers back to him. And so, and they are believed to be the highest quality of the four that remain, because they are the ones that were used in the close-ups, and those are the ones that are in when she clicks her heels.
Yeah.
So, most valuable, most recognizable, screen-matched, whatever. So, when Michael Shaw got them back, he decided, now's the time to get rid of these bitches. And so, he has partnered with Heritage Auctions. Our friend Robert Wolanski, they're based in Dallas. They have their huge warehouse out in Irving.
The Musers were just out there a couple of weeks ago.
Yes. So
the Musers are in their back pocket.
Yes,
totally.
Yes, the Musers are totally in their back pocket. So these slippers will be auctioned this coming December. But before that, they are going to go on an international tour so people can see them before they are auctioned off.
So is there a speculative price? I mean, I would say
I think
$500,000, maybe?
I bet you Peyton has a guess.
Well, so they originally were insured for $1 million. Now they are valued at $3.5 million.
Oh, I way undercut it.
Yes.
Okay, so think about, because I thought this was the only pair, and my question was going to be, why are these at a rinky-dink Judy Garland Museum and not in the Smithsonian? So there is a pair at the Smithsonian, because when you look at the annals of...
Annals.
Yes, of historical
Thank you, dear.
Film props or film costumes or whatever, even like a lightsaber, you know, one of Luke's original lightsabers, those shoes have to be a top five item.
Yes.
In the history of cinema.
Yeah.
And if you, you know, if you do want to compare it to like a Star Warsian type thing, those don't, those aren't real.
Was that the first color movie or the first color movie of note?
I think of note. Could be wrong, but I think it's of note. But those things, I mean, that's it. And those will always be kind of the benchmark.
Yes. Well, speaking of Hollywood and Heritage Auctions, so you have to wait. If you have $3.5 million laying around and you want Judy Garland's ruby red slippers, then you have to wait till December.
Whoa.
Did you just take a screen grab of Judy Garland?
No. I
trying
didn't
to
know
screen
that was
match
up.
Them?
Didn't know that was up. I apologize.
No problem. So, but if you are interested in Hollywood memorabilia, Heritage Auctions has a lot going on right now, now through Sunday, that you can bid on. And this lot, it's not a private collector. It's items owned by Planet Hollywood. So Planet Hollywood was the
spare-ass restaurant.
Yeah, it was opened by Sylvester Stallone and Arnold and Bruce Willis back in the early 90s. And it eventually had more than 100 locations worldwide.
Food was god-awful.
At no
it's
point,
terrible.
At no point you were intrigued.
No. We did our. I remember doing our show from one of the early Planet Hollywoods in Dallas. It was down in the West End,
yeah,
if I remember correctly.
I feel like I fell for that. When, you know, when it first started, you're just like,
what? Back to the Future jacket?
I can't believe I can get a burger at a place where all this stuff is.
Okay, so there are 1,600 items in this lot that is being sold by Heritage Auctions. And as I said, it's through Sunday. And so among the items for sale in this lot, the Harley Davidson driven by Bruce Willis in Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
Okay.
Speaking of Star Wars, the blaster used by Princess Leia in Return of the Jedi.
I mean, come on, dude.
It's not real, Bob.
It doesn't actually shoot lasers.
No. This is all amazing.
The stone tablets lugged by Charlton Heston in The Ten Commandments.
My good friend Charlton Heston.
The Ten Commandments, Corby.
They're not the real Ten Commandments. They have the Ten Commandments.
Oh, my God. How'd they get to Planet Hollywood? Do they have the Lost Ark?
Can you imagine how cheap that would have been if the Ten Commandments ended up at Planet Hollywood?
Like the Staff of Ra is there. They got everything.
This place is awesome.
How about the phone booth from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure? With the little coat hanger antenna on top?
Yeah.
The axe from The Shining that Jack Nicholson smashed the door with.
That's kind of cool.
In
the whip.
The Rosetta Stone.
That Indiana Jones carried in the Temple of Doom.
Oh, we need that for you, Bob.
It's not from Raiders. It's from Temple of Doom.
Okay, so it's not the one where he got across as the whole temple was collapsing.
But he's on the ladder using the whip, right?
Yeah.
Like,
okay, I'm still in.
All right, this one's for you, Corby. The moth kimono worn by Buffalo Bill in The Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Gordon's going to outbid you.
Oh, you're right.
You can do the tuck.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Whoever buys that, is that like...
Do me, I do me.
Is that the first thing you do? Is you play that song and dance around in it and do the tuck?
Yeah, you got to twirl.
Yeah.
And there are also almost 70 props and costumes from the movie Titanic, including
the hockey jersey,
the controversial wood panel that Rose was laying on and she wouldn't let Jack on top of, and then Jack let go and fell to the bottom of the Atlantic. So you could get this wood panel and then throw it in your pool and recreate the end of Titanic and see if you could both fit on there.
Just kind of kick your wife in the head.
I'll never let you go.
So the starting bid for the wood panel from Titanic is starting at $40,000.
That's quite... I mean, the whip from Indiana Jones has got to be like $50 million.
I don't have a price on that. You're going to have to go to Heritage Auctions. HA.com, I believe, is the website.
I'm going to have Robert steal that for me.
I was going to say, if somebody found out you had the whip in your house...
Yeah, Robert...
Are you just a target now?
No, now you have a weapon to...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Robert's going to be in the Heritage Auctions warehouse with a bag of sand and
the whip
and doing the quick switch.
Before the boulder rolls.
He's like,
All right. And that is Grapefit.